Let's turn this morning again to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. We'll start in verse 16. Let's hear the word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. That is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed the king's killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these men, and these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke to his counselors. Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, Oh, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other god who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Again, Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing on the word. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you'll illuminate the scripture to us, opening our hearts and our minds that we might receive it. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we saw a little bit last week, Nebuchadnezzar was not a forgiving fellow. The declaration had gone out, the law had been made, that whenever the sound of the music is heard, everybody was to bow to that idol of his and worship it. And if you refused, the penalty was death. Very severe terms in those days. There was no right of appeal, no 30 years in prison waiting for a sentence to be carried out. It was always very immediate and very severe. And the threat that came to them was real. These Hebrew guys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they understood the word that was being spoken to them. They understood the law that was being that had passed. And they knew that they were not super special, that if they did not obey the king's law, they would suffer the consequences. He's already told them he would kill them, and kill them in a horrible way. And that applied to anybody who would follow their lead. Now, we read the story, and sometimes we are distracted because we see, we've read stories and we've seen movies where we expect the hero to arrive just in the nick of time. You remember poor Nell, don't you? Poor Nell. She was, just a helpless little thing. Snidely Whiplash would grab her and tie her up and put her on the railroad tracks. And a train was coming. And then along came Dudley Do-Right at the last minute and would snatch Nell from the tracks. And all was good. Everybody was safe, and Snidely Whiplash was frustrated once again. It's the kind of thing that we get used to. It isn't just Dudley Do-Right. Look at all the films you've seen in your life where people have been endangered, but at the last minute, somebody reaches down and pulls them out of their misery. That's what we've gotten used to, the idea that innocent people would be punished for something doesn't set well with us. We cringe, unless we're some kind of a sadist or something like that. We cringe at the idea of people being injured, being hurt, and so we expect some kind of deliverance from any kind of an issue like that. Yet, in God's decree, people suffer. We suffer. If you have managed to live however long you've lived without any suffering, well, God bless you. I don't know how you've managed that. But the plain fact is, since sin came into the world, suffering has existed, and we're going to have those moments. These three Hebrew fellas, they refused to conform to the king's wicked demands. They would not bow to his idol. And they told him so. Sometimes we can set our minds about something and keep it all internal. It's quite another story to have your mind set on something and to say it out loud. If you declare a position that is not popular with the world, and you're going to get some feedback. There are consequences that we experience in this life because of sin. And so you share your opinion. If you say, for instance, the 2020 election was stolen, if you say that, well, granted, there's a group of folks that will agree with you. But those with the big mouths, those that control the media, and say, well, will say, you believe the big lie. You've been convinced of the big lie. You see, there's consequences for speaking the truth.